Blog Talk Radio.
Hello learners, hello teachers. Let's talk about how to best help us grow. Welcome to the Michaela Higgs Show.
Hello and welcome to all the listeners of the Michaela Higgs Show. My name is Riley Jenkins, and I will be your newest host of the podcast. I'm very excited for this opportunity to jump into the podcast scene outside of my comfort zone, but I'm very excited to grow in my career as an educator. Before we get into the rest of the podcast, I would like to just introduce myself so you can get to know me as I'll be talking with you guys each month from now on. So I am a kindergarten math teacher at Aurora Collegiate Academy in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I moved to Memphis in June of 2022 to begin my teaching career. I found my way into the world of education through Teach for America. So in college, I actually studied sociology and Spanish. And something that is really awesome about Aurora is that we have a very diverse student population. So many of my students actually speak Spanish just like I do. Y entonces, si tenemos oyentes hispanos, bienvenidos a nuestro programa. And especially at the kindergarten level, when so many friends are learning how to read and write, it's been a blessing to be able to communicate with them in both English and Spanish. And then just one last thing about me before we jump in, I would just love to share my favorite thing about teaching. It is certainly building relationships with my students. I feel like one of my top priorities as an educator has always been to connect with students and make sure that they know that I'm always going to be there for them. I'm one grown-up that's going to show up for them and love them no matter what. So that being said, of course, the podcast is certainly all about the world of intervention, so I'd love to jump into that now. Just to share a little bit about what my journey with intervention has looked like, when I first joined the staff at Aurora, I remember being very intimidated by the idea of having to conduct intervention because our grade bands at Aurora are departmentalized, which means that I am only responsible for kindergarten math. So when I joined the team on Aurora, I was really only comfortable with that idea of teaching kindergarten math. It made me very nervous and anxious to think that I would have to also be doing intervention, which is so different than math itself. And I remember sitting in Mr. Wright's office during my onboarding process thinking, you know, I'm a math teacher. I don't teach the letters. What does this have to do with me? This is just crazy. But I soon realized that it was a really awesome opportunity to connect in different content areas with my students, so not just math, but also accessing letter recognition. So like I just mentioned, at the kindergarten level, our main intervention focus is letter names. So all of the activities we do focus on the alphabet. We incorporate games, writing, drawing, speaking, and sometimes even reading into our intervention blocks. And we meet with small groups, depending on if the students are tier three or tier two. So in just a short while, I actually have two friends here from my class that are going to talk a little bit about what it looks like when we do intervention together. So we will first break for a musical interlude, and then when we jump back in, I will have two guests introduce themselves.
Feel your way.
teachers. Let's talk about how to best help us grow. Welcome to the Michaela Hicks Show.
All right, listeners, welcome back to the Michaela Hicks Show with Riley Jenkins. You just heard a bit of the song Box of Rain by the Grateful Dead, one of my all-time favorites. Something you should definitely know about me is that I am a deadhead. So one of my all-time favorite songs. Thanks for listening. And we are back now, and I'm actually recording this live in front of my audience of kindergarteners. We are in my classroom right now, so all my friends are with me, and I've actually selected two of my intervention friends to have a conversation with me for the show. So I have with me the lovely Victoria.
Hello, my name is Victoria.
And I also have the amazing Ariana.
Hello, Ariana.
And I'm so happy that they are here to help me with my show. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we do during our intervention block. And intervention, remember, girls, is when we get to practice the letters in our small group at this table before lunch. So some of the things that we do to practice our letters is play games. Sometimes we use popsicle sticks to play games. Sometimes we look at PowerPoints. We also practice writing the letters. We sometimes think of words that start with different letters. Sometimes they have to find the letter. So we do all different types of activities when we practice our letters. So now, Victoria and Ariana, I want you to each share what your favorite part about intervention is.
So
Victoria, go ahead.
My favorite part is popsicle stick.
Oh, okay. Victoria likes when we play the popsicle stick game. How about you, Ariana?
I like popsicle stick.
What did you say, Miss Girl?
Popsicle game.
She likes the popsicle stick game. Awesome. And you know what? That's my favorite, too. And in just a little bit, listeners, we're going to have a treat. We're actually going to play the game for you so you can see. But I have a few more questions for my girls. So you told us what your favorite part is. Do you think that the extra time that we take to practice our letters together is helping you learn the alphabet or not really?
It's learning to read and learn.
Yeah, so Victoria said it's helping us to learn, certainly. And it's important because that will help us read. What else will it help us do?
Write.
It will also help us write. So if we know all of our letters in the alphabet, we are going to be able to learn for the rest of our lives. Ariana, did you want to share anything else about that?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for us to learn all of our letters? Do you have any ideas? Okay. How about, can you tell us if you think that it's helping you learn your letters when we practice together?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you feel like you know more letters each time? Is it easier to remember sometimes?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, awesome. Thanks, girls. And let's see. What is it that we do at the end of the week when you get to show me all of the letters that you've learned? I call you one by one, and then I point to each letter, and you tell me what the letters are. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. So how does it make you feel to do this activity at the end of the week? Does it make you feel excited or nervous?
Excited.
Okay. Ariana feels excited to show me what letters she knows. What about you, Victoria?
Excited.
Okay. And sometimes it can make us a little bit nervous, but how do you feel afterwards when I tell you how many letters you knew and how good you did?
I'm happy.
Makes you happy, Victoria? What about you, Ariana?
Happy.
Makes you happy? Does it make you feel good to know that you're really learning your letters?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because that's going to help you.
Right.
And read. Don't forget about reading. Okay. I also want you to share if there's anything that you don't like about practicing the letters. Are there any parts of it that you don't like to do? Or do you like to do all of it?
I like to do all of it.
Oh, that makes me feel so good, Victoria. What about you, Ariana? You like to do it all?
Yeah.
That is so great. Okay, the last question that I have before we jump into our popsicle stick game is I want each of you to tell me what your favorite letter is and a word that starts with that letter. So let's come to Ariana first this time. Ariana, what is your favorite letter in the whole alphabet?
V.
Okay. What word can you think of that starts with the letter V?
Valerie.
Valerie. And Victoria. So we have some friends in our class that start with the letter V. Thanks, Ariana. And now, Victoria, what is your favorite letter?
E.
E, okay. And what starts with E?
Elephant.
Elephant. Who else's name starts with E?
My mom's name.
Your mom's name. What is her name?
Elena.
So Victoria gave us two good words that start with E. She said elephant and Elena. Amazing. All right. So I thought it would be fun for us to actually show our listeners one of the activities that we do during intervention, and that is the famous popsicle stick game. Both of my friends said that they love to play the popsicle stick game. So for this game, I hold out a big bag of popsicle sticks, and each stick has one letter on it. Each person holds out one stick, and they have to tell me what letter they're holding on their stick. If they get it right, they get a point. And if they don't, somebody else can steal their letter if somebody else knows. So right now, I'm going to get our points on the whiteboard. I'm going to put one side for Victoria and one side for Ariana. And I'm setting up a chart so that we can see who's going to get the most points today. So here I am shaking up our big bag of letters, and Ariana is going to reach her hand in. Let's see what she pulls. Her eyes are closed. And let's see. Open your eyes. What is it?
Q.
And she got her first letter correct. Let's give her some shine for getting her letter correct. Shine is something we do in kindergarten where we do twinkle fingers to make our friends feel very happy. So I'm going to put a point for Ariana on the board because she got her first letter correct. Now I'm shaking up my stick. I'm coming to Victoria. It's her turn. She's reaching in. Let's see what she pulls.
S.
Ooh, and she got her point, too. Very good, Ariana. Could you say that again?
Samuel
and Sophia. So we have some more friends in our class whose names start with the letter S.
Hello, learners.
Let's do one more round. Coming back to Ariana. I'm going to shake it up so she can't see what she's going to get. All right, she's reaching in. Let's see. What's she going to pull this time? Ooh.
Ooh.
Let me see it.
Billy.
Very good. So Ariana pulled B. She got it correct. And she even mentioned another friend in our class who starts with that letter.
Billy.
So one more pull for Ariana.
Yay.
Okay, here we go. Last round coming back to Victoria. Let's make it a good one. Let's see what she's going to pull. I'm shaking them up. In goes her hand. Let's see what she gets.
L.
For lion. Wow. So my girls got all their letters right. They each got 2 points. That means they tied the game. That means they are both winners. And that means they're going to get a sticker once we finish the show.
Yay.
So that was just a glimpse into what intervention looks like at the kindergarten age group right now, what we're working on with Tier 3. And that about wraps up our show for today. So I would love for both of my friends to say their goodbyes. Ariana, can you say goodbye to our listeners? And Victoria, will you say goodbye to our listeners?
Bye.
And now I also would love to say goodbye. Thanks so much for joining in to the Michaela Hicks Show. And I will see you next month. Bye-bye.
I'm young and I'm old. out the back riding free, searching in the darkness for a piece of me. I can feel this for sure.
I've been here.
Mm-hmm.